Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ragtime Robert coming to you from his Ragtime studio in Hacienda Heights, California, and you are listening to Tales from the Mouse House.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land.
Welcome to Tales from the Mouse House Disneyland Podcast, episode 95.
For June 15th, 2014.
Happy Father's Day to all you baby daddies out there.
Yes, happy Father's Day, everyone.
Yeah. Hope you guys are enjoying your Sunday. I know I am. It's an awfully good day here. Nice and warm and windy for kite flying. The only problem is with weather like we're having here, if you fly a kite, it'll just burn up.
Reminds me of the picture I took from the park, and I used the caption, "Let's go fly a kite."
Oh yeah, that was a couple months ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we have to share some, you know, our condolences on some very sad news. Rest in peace, Mr. Casey Kasem, America's top 40 dude. It's going to be sad, very sad to hear that.
Yes, but I think that, not that it makes it any better, but the conditions that he was living in. It's really sad, though.
Yeah,
I mean, we grew up with Casey Kasem.
We did. We did. Literally, he lived right next to... Okay, maybe that's a joke, but... No, you know, all joking aside, Casey Kasem was an awesome voice talent, icon in the music world with his America's Top 40. And, you know, I remember listening to it every week.
I do, too.
Yeah.
And then reading in the newspaper the Top 40 albums and the Top 40 songs.
So. Yeah. So he will be missed, yeah.
Very much so.
So what's going on with you? How was your week?
It was good.
Yeah.
I don't have to drive to work 5 days a week anymore.
No.
I now telecommute.
7 days a week, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I now telecommute. Hopefully it's not just a temporary thing, but I telecommute 2 days a week now.
Mm-hmm.
Just started at the beginning of this month.
Telecommute. Is that like on Star Trek where you use the transporter and you just no?
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would.
But no.
No.
It means I work from home.
Yeah, yeah. And what VPN are all technical, you know, IT stuff words.
Yes.
I have no idea. Because, you know, I don't do that anymore. I don't work. Well, I kind of do, but...
You work.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that.
Me neither.
Yeah. We saw a really, really good movie the other day, Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg. Yes, Marky Mark. From the Funky Bunch, that's hard to say. But
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Marky Mark, no, yeah, but he's just Mark Wahlberg now. Oh, it's just such an awesome movie. The true story of a group of Navy SEALs. But if you haven't seen it, highly recommend you do, because it's a great movie. It's really a very emotional and kind of inspiring movie, wouldn't you say? Even Joyce liked it.
I would. So... Joyce has a rating scale.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yes. If I fall asleep...
Oh, that rating scale.
That means that it still might be an okay movie, but it's not enough to keep my interest.
Yeah.
But I stayed awake for the entire movie.
She did. Yeah. I was impressed. So, yeah. 4 thumbs up, right?
That's right. It was really good. I liked it.
4 thumbs up from 2 from me, 2 for you, and a tails up from Kate.
Yes. Or should I say 2 eyelids open?
2 eyelids open. There you go.
it was kind of obviously violent.
Well, no, don't give anything away, though.
I won't.
All right.
I mean, it was bloody, though. So if you don't like gory, bloody movies, don't watch it.
Yeah. And if you watch Game of Thrones, and this will be nothing. This will be like Mr. Rogers. speaking of Game of Thrones, tonight's the season finale. Oh, it's been such a crazy season. I've really been... Now, I mean, I've been a fan of Game of Thrones since the first episode of the first season. And I I have the first book, but I never really read the whole thing. So I really don't know what's going on until I watch, you know, the episode. And oh my gosh, this has been such a crazy action-packed season. And I am just so looking forward to seeing how this wraps up for the season. But I'm also sad that it's going to be ending for the season. But I'm happy. You know why?
Because
next week, yes. Falling Skies on TNT starts. Yay!
Yeah, so I have to, you know, I don't watch either one of those shows.
No.
But Al got to talk to somebody last week that actually does. So we finally, after 2 years, finally got to see DC Sarah again.
DC Sarah again in her awesome new bow.
Yes. So, you know, we've still kept in touch over Facebook. And it's funny because she lives like 40 minutes away from us.
Yeah.
Well, one of my coworkers had 4 tickets to the Diamondbacks game that she wasn't going to use. And she asked me if we wanted them. And I knew that Sarah and Matthew were going to be downtown for Comic-Con. So I invited them to go along with us. Not sure if they would want to go because, you know, they had their Comic-Con tickets. But it was Sunday, which was the last day of Comic-Con, so they joined us. And it was really nice catching up with her. She's doing great. She's lost tons of weight.
Well, maybe not tons.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's a lot of weight.
I know. But she's so happy and she looks so good. And
she does.
So it was nice catching up with her.
And Matthew, whatever, looks, he's a dead ringer for David Tennant from Doctor Who. I was just blown away. I was like, I'm at a Diamondbacks game with Doctor Who. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah. So the four of us, well, I guess the three of us, but Matthew agreed that we weren't going to wait 2 years before we saw each other again.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, a year and 11 months, but not 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah. So Sarah, if you're listening, you have our promise. We will get together long before 2 years is up again. And so.
Yep. Lots of life changes got in the way.
Lots of life changes. We don't even want to talk about that because I don't want this to be a depressing podcast and I don't want this to be a very long podcast. But, you know, longtime listeners are aware of what Joyce and I have been through over the past year or so. So,
yes.
And if you're a new listener and you want to know, listen to the old episodes.
Yes. And ask Sarah for her life changes that.
Yeah. But we're kind of getting weird here.
Yes, again. We are.
Speaking of getting weird. You like that segue? Getting weird.
I do.
A couple episodes back, or was it last episode?
It was last.
I don't remember. Joyce and I kind of went off on a little bit of a rant. And see, Kate's doing the same thing. Kate's going off on a rant, too. You can hear her scratching on the floor. She does that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But only when we're recording. Anyway, we kind of went off on two rants. The first one was about, you know, the hoo-ha that's been going on. About Disneyland increasing ticket prices and how on social media people were just slamming Disney and the whole Walt Disney organization for raising prices. You know, we kind of went off on that. And then we also, you know, Joyce kind of instigated this one. the iTunes rating that we got recently where the person just slammed us. It was an ugly rating. But our good friend Jeff Rooney from the Once Upon a Time fan podcast and a new one he's starting up limited run here pretty soon sent us an audio comment, and it's a great audio comment, and he kind of addresses some of the comments that Joyce and I did on our last episode. So why don't you guys take a listen real quick.
Hello, Al and Joyce. This is Jeff Roney from the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. And wow, I just listened to the newest episode of Tales from the Mouse House, and I had to send you some audio feedback. I totally understand where you're coming from with the overcrowding complaints and the price hikes and all that kind of thing. So let it out. Express yourself. Don't hold it in, because believe me, Facebook is built on people letting things out. So I think you guys have a right to feel and say whatever you want to, and so let it go. But we have to really be careful because we live down here in SoCal, and it is obviously a lot easier for us to get to the park. So we just put up with it. The prices get higher. I'm not a sports fan. I don't have season tickets to go to sporting events, so Disney is our sporting event. We will continue to pay whatever it is with the iTunes review. Totally understand where you're coming from. I totally feel your pain. And, you know, I think it was Al said, well, it was just, or Joyce maybe, it was one person. It's like, but when you read that, you feel like it's the entire world. And just what I want to tell you, hang in there. You don't know why the people give those type of reviews. You know, I think Joyce was kind of heading in a direction as to why, perhaps. Maybe they were having a bad day. Maybe they do like another podcast. There's all those types of reasons why. But here's the thing. Harkening back to the comment about the price hikes, you guys have an opinion and stories and love for Disney. You guys need to continue to move forward. And don't let one iTunes review or nine. I have 9 1 stars. So I understand what you're feeling, what you're going through. But I feel your pain. Hang in there. Don't let the haters get you down. There's no way to find the people. I've wanted to sometimes. But anyway, hang in there. You guys are great. And we need you. So, okay, a quick story. I have a quick Disney story for you. I was with a girlfriend at the time years ago on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride in Disneyland. And I looked out the window and I saw a gentleman in a baseball hat and a coat, a light blue coat jacket and blue jeans, taking a picture with two little kids out and in between the carousel and the Mr. Toad line area. And I looked and I went, that's Steven Spielberg. And then I looked quickly over to where the Sword in the Stone area is, where they had strollers, and I saw Harrison Ford. And I looked on the carousel and I saw Amy Irving, who they were married at the time. So this was around the release of Temple of Doom. And so I grabbed my girlfriend and I said, we're getting out of this line. And I didn't want to explain why, because I didn't want her to either faint or start yelling what's going on. And so I said, we're getting off the line. She goes, we're in line. I said, just follow me. Be quiet, please. And we got out, and her eyes locked on Harrison Ford, and she became like a walker from The Walking Dead. She just started kind of walking towards, I love you. And it was just the funniest thing. And the person who was kind of her, I guess, protector from Disney, whatever they call those people, kind of stepped in front of Harrison Ford and kind of stopped her and said, ma'am, you're going to have to back up. She was probably crying. But that was the most incredible thing, to see Harrison Ford, and I believe Melissa Matheson, his wife at the time, was there, Amy Irving, Steven Spielberg, and little Max Spielberg was there as well. An incredible, incredible moment. And I wonder, have you seen any celebrities at a Disney park, or have your listeners seen any celebrities in a Disney park? It was an incredible, magical moment. I think if I saw George Lucas at the same time, I wouldn't be here. So anyway, take care, guys. Chin up. Try and stay cool. I know it's hot over there, and I know times get tough here and there. Chin up. Keep moving forward. You guys are great, okay? See ya. Bye.
Well, like I said in my text, no, not text, my Facebook message to you, Jeff, thanks.
your comments are more than welcome, and really kind of touched. Oh, there goes the air conditioner to cool me off. Touched my heart. I mean, it was very nice to hear you say those things. And you know what? I would honestly love to say that negative reviews on iTunes don't bug me, but that would be a lie. And honestly, I would call anyone out who says that those kind of things don't bother them. It has to some degree, because when you pour your heart and your soul and a lot of your time into creating these podcasts for free, I mean, basically they're for free, it's okay that other people don't like them, and it's going to happen. But from a creative standpoint, it does bug me. I mean, it's like somebody saying, you're no good, I don't like what you do. And I know that's irrational, and I know that we're not supposed to take them personally. And, you know, me being new to the voiceover world and the audiobook world, a lot of narrators say the same thing. Oh, you just got to not even pay attention. Well, I do. I do pay attention because I'm a creative person. And
yeah.
I don't know what to say. I mean, I would, let me put it this way. As odd as this sounds, I would hate to get to the point where these kind of reviews don't bother me for two reasons. Number one, it either means that I'm getting a lot of these bad reviews, or number two, it just means that I've become so calloused that I don't care. But I do care, because I think just about everybody cares what people think.
Yeah, and I think so too.
To some degree.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's like, I don't know, this is going to sound make it sound like I'm this really mean, horrible person. But if I don't like you, I don't care what you think about me. If I like you, I care. So I don't know this person, but at the same time, it's like we're trying to share the magic with as many people as we can. You don't have to like it. It might not be your style, but at least be respectful and say, hey, you know, this really wasn't for me. This is more my style. And just be, you know, respectful.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. I mean, you don't have to respect us, but respect the effort that people put into creating these podcasts for other people to listen to. I mean, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Again, thanks, Jeff. You know, I know that you can relate, because you've had a few nasties on your podcast too, which is another thing that makes no sense to me, because Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast is awesome. It really is. You guys are just awesome. Well, anyway, jump off the soapbox, because, you know, we want to go to the park today and walk Kate. Oh, did you see Kate? She peeked up. What do you mean walk? Anyway, anything else?
Yeah. So I like this fan book, Facebook page. It's called Vintage Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
So I was sharing with Al this morning this thread that was going on, and they were talking about the Pirates of the Caribbean. So when you're in front of the Blue Bayou and you see the guys sitting there on the porch and the banjo music is playing.
You mean Jacob's Cabin?
Yeah. Well, there was this, you know, these posts going back and forth about how there used to be an audio to accompany the guy sitting there on the porch. People were discussing it, saying no, they didn't think so, that maybe it was added later. So I recommended that they contact Dave Smith, the archivist.
You know, David Smith, the author that we had on, Smith might know, because he worked Pirates of the Caribbean ride back in the 80s, or 70s, I think.
Yes. But then, you know, it was very interesting, some of the stuff that they were talking about, and I didn't know this. I don't really know if it's true, if it's been verified, but I just wanted to throw it out there and see if anyone was aware of this and if it really is a verified thing. So they were saying that that the guy sitting on the porch is a retired pirate, and he was actually the one that had that was in the battles. So it was kind of like, as you move through the pirate story, it's kind of like in reverse. That's the end of his life as a pirate, and he's retired. And then everything moving forward on the ride are flashbacks. So I don't know if that's true or not, but I found it very interesting and just wondered if anyone knew, if they could verify it. So
yeah, share it with us if you can. If that's true, if that's a retired pirate and that's all his story, his flashbacks are, you know, in the lost vernacular, flashbacks, you hear the
whoosh. What's his name? Like Lafayette?
Lafitte.
Lafitte's
Landing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be kind of cool to know. Well, are we ready to get on with this? We're going to do another freestyling episode for you. Are you ready to get on with the show, Joyce?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, back by popular demand, freestyling. Now, in case anyone listening hasn't heard one of our freestyling episodes yet, here's the dealio. We've come up with some questions relating to the Disneyland Resort. Each of us will think of our answers but not share with the other, then we'll discuss it. And we invite all of you to answer and share with us. Joyce, what's the first question?
What is your favorite item on display at the Disneyland Resort and why?
Now, when you say favorite item, what do you mean?
So, like, maybe the bench in the Opera House?
Oh, okay. So not necessarily just any random decoration, something that has meaning?
Well, I mean, I guess it's your interpretation. Oh. To me, I think it's something that that touches you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, for me, it would have to be the candle in Walt's apartment.
Oh.
Yeah, because of what it represents. I mean, it represents Walt Disney. Now, in case anyone doesn't know the story, and of course I'm paraphrasing the story and kind of putting it in my own words, whenever Walt Disney would come to the park, you know, while they were building it and, you know, after it opened, whenever he would come, he would stay at the apartment above the firehouse. And they knew that he was there because there was a little light by the front window there, by the window overlooking Town Square. He would turn the light on. So that's how they knew that the boss was in the park. Well, after Walt Disney passed away, they leave that light on in honor of him. And really quick, one thing that I caught when, I don't know if you guys remember the movie Tron Legacy, you know, a big movie follow-up to Tron a few years ago. I love that movie. But anyway, there's a scene in that movie where I think it's Korra is telling Sam about the beacon. There's this big light that shines, and it's off in the distance, and it shines from the ground level all the way up to the, you know, to the top of the grid where they're at. And she was telling him, and again I'm paraphrasing, how important that light meant to them. And Sam asked why, and she said that when Flynn was still building the Matrix, and when he would come to visit them, that light would go on. And that's because that's how he got in and out of the, not Matrix, but the grid. That's how he got in and out of the grid. So whenever they saw that beacon, that light, they knew he was there. And I don't think I've ever found this confirmed anywhere, but I think that is a direct tip of the hat to Walt Disney in the light in his apartment.
Yeah,
so
I think so too.
That's, long story short, that's my favorite item. And I love seeing the candle in Walt's apartment, the light in Walt's apartment, because it makes me feel like he's watching.
Uh-huh.
So what about you? What's your favorite item on display?
Well, this one was kind of tough for me. So I said the antique peanut cart.
Oh, from the, in the Opera House?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the bench from Griffith Park Carousel. Now,
also in the Opera House.
Yes. Yeah. And the reason that I said both of these is because the bench is where, you know, Walt sat, fed peanuts to the squirrels while he was thinking of Disneyland, you know, creating Disneyland. Mm-hmm. But one thing that that I heard, like, a long time ago, was the bench belonged to Tony Baxter, And there were a lot of other memorabilia that, like the Disneyland tickets and things like that, that belonged to Tony Baxter, and he donated them. But I think that now that he's retired, that that bench may have gone with him. So we haven't been to Disneyland. It'll be 2 years in October.
Yeah.
So I would be really, really sad if that bench is gone.
I really don't. I can't see Tony Baxter taking the bench with him. He loved Disney so much. He loves Disney so much. He loves Disneyland so much. I can't imagine that he would remove such an iconic piece of memorabilia.
I know. We need to go to Disneyland and find out.
Okay. Yeah. That thought never occurred to me. Yes. I want to go to Disneyland. Anyway. Okay. So what is your favorite souvenir to purchase?
My favorite souvenir is coffee cup. Now, when we go to the park, we have a tradition. We buy a mug for one another. So like I would pick out Al's and he would pick out mine. But then we really buy lots of coffee mugs when we go. But sometimes, you know, like if there's a new attraction or, mm-hmm. you know, something, we'll just buy the coffee cup that helps us remember, mm-hmm. you know, like, oh, I remember we were there for the opening season or something mm-hmm. like that. So that is my must-have souvenir. How about you?
It's kind of funny that you said that because that's what I have on my notes too, coffee mugs. I was going to say trading pins because that's definitely a must have for me whenever we go is to buy pins. But if we had to choose between, you know, trading pins or coffee mugs, it would be the coffee mugs. And that's pretty much it. I mean, that was a tradition that we started with our, you know what? We didn't start it with our very first visit. Oh, no, we did. We did.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, with our very, very first visit in September of 2007. And that mug my first mug that I bought there remains my very favorite. And it's the Haunted Mansion mug. It's a big mug too. And it's got, you know, it's got Mickey and the ghosts, the hitchhiking ghosts on it. And I use it all the time. In fact, it's on my editing station right now. It's where I use to drink my throat tea and all. I just drink everything. I love that mug. And that's a tradition that I love because like Joy said, I'll pick a mug for her. She'll pick a mug for me. And then if we see, you know, random mugs that we really like, and then we pick those up. There's been visits when we've come home with how many mugs? Like three mugs apiece.
Yes.
But I love the Disney coffee mugs. In fact, our coffee mug cabinet is pretty much nothing but Disney mugs now.
Yeah. And our friend Kenny, we went to Disneyland with him 2-3 years ago,
yes,
on our anniversary, and he kind of jumped on that tradition.
Yeah.
For our anniversary, he bought us the new Star Wars when Star Tours opened.
Their Yoda mugs,
mm-hmm.
And I use that a lot too because I love that because it kind of merges two of my favorite things, Disneyland and Star Wars together. So and I know if we've thanked you a lot, Kenny, but thanks again for those mugs because they're fun.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear what your favorite souvenir is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the next question?
If you could voice one character, which one would you voice?
Well, I bet you thought I'd say Mickey, huh? Uh-huh. Hiya, pal.
No, because that's too...
too falsetto for me?
No, that's too predictable.
Oh, predictable.
Yes.
No, I thought about this one a lot too. And even though the Disney announcer guy is not a character, I didn't choose him though. Because I would love to be the Disney, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that guy. But I said Goofy. I love Goofy's voice. He's got such a cool voice, you know, the way he goes, oh, oh.
And you are Goofy.
Oh, hey now.
That's, I mean, I'm in goofy. A good way.
That's not very nice. what about you? If you could voice one character, which one would it be?
Well, I think that you just got into my mind because I said the same thing. You know, I wrote this question, but it's not a character. My first choice would be the official announcer of Disneyland. And if I could not be the official announcer of Disneyland, I would voice Tinkerbell.
Yeah. All right, let me hear you voice Tinkerbell.
I would voice Tinkerbell just like I'm talking now. Do I sound like Tinkerbell?
You do. Yeah, you sure do. Hiya, pal. You don't sound like Tink. No, I'm kidding. Don't throw that. I'm just kidding.
I know.
All right, so final question of the day. What is the best, most creative hidden Mickey?
Well, what I said is truly a hidden Mickey. You have to... I don't think too many people have seen it. So my choice was the skeleton wearing the mouse ears in the Indiana Jones ride.
I still haven't seen that one.
I know.
You've pointed it out to me many times, but...
You have to be so quick because you're moving so fast.
And it's an extreme hard left that you have to look. I mean, really, really hard left. You have to turn and look. And you know, I know many of you, most of you have never seen me. I'm not exactly, you know, tiny. I'm like 6'7". All right, maybe not. I'm just kidding. I'm 6'2", but, you know, ex athlete. So I fill a seat pretty well, and it's hard for me to turn around sometimes.
Yeah, and you do have to be sitting on the left side. Yeah. You have to be on the steering wheel side. And you have to turn really, really fast, and you have to know exactly when to turn.
I had toyed with the idea of videotaping it, you know, just holding the video camera out there. But, nah, I don't want to run the risk of losing the camera. As it is, I may have lost the charger for my Nikon, but anyway.
So what did you say?
Well, this was hard for me because there are so many hidden Mickeys that we've discovered that it was hard for me to come up with the most creative one. So I said the rocks inside the dinosaur diorama on the Disneyland Railroad.
Oh, yeah.
They're the most elusive because a lot of people don't believe they exist. And the reason a lot of people don't believe they exist is because Imagineers actually move those little rocks. They're by the eggs, the broken open egg shells. I think in the Triceratops room, I think that's what they are, Triceratops.
Yes.
The Imagineers, and we've had this confirmed by the engineers on the tender ride that we took. And if you want to see that, we've got video up on that. And I think it was actually a video podcast we did, probably our first video podcast, but whatever. He confirmed that there are three rocks. They're the flat, rounded, flat, shiny rocks, and the Imagineers will shape them in the classic tri-circle Mickey, and they'll move them around in that one little area. So this sometimes they may be over by the eggs, sometimes they may be over by the dinosaurs in that little area, but they're there. Sometimes they pull them out altogether just to keep people guessing. But I would think that would be probably the most creative because they keep moving it around. And it's created a bit of a mythos about it, you know, like, are they there or are they not there?
Now, so, that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, that's episode 95 wrapped up in a Father's Day special extravaganza dude fest. Hey, if you have any interesting Disney stories, we want to hear about them. You can send those to us at talespodcast@cox.net.
And have you checked out our sponsor, Randy Crane, from Mouse Ear Vacations? You really should, especially if you're thinking about taking a vacation. Randy's a great guy and loves Disney as much as we do. If you're looking for an honest travel agent who can get you the best deals on just about any vacation, be sure to give Randy a shout. You can find Randy at www.randyc-mouseearvacations.com. And you can read about him on our sponsor page. Visit www.talescast.com.
And don't forget to check out, subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/talespodcast. We post and share all kinds of fun videos there, and you're not going to want to miss out. Because if you do, you're going to miss out on that little puppy one that plays the guitar. It's so cute. I just love it.
And if you'd like to read, how about heading over to our blog site? Yes, I know I still owe you a blog. You can find that at www.talespodcast.blogspot.com. And here you can read some pretty interesting stuff from Al on the happiest blog on earth, or from me on my Pixie Tales.
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to all your favorite shows directly from your smart devices, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in your app stores. Stitcher, Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. You can also catch the latest episodes of our favorite shows on Stitcher. Podcasts like Stories of the Magic, Take Him With You, Rusted Robot, and many, many more.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter for any cool updates or announcements. You can find us at Tales Podcast. And did you know that we have a Facebook fan page?
We do?
We sure do. Just go to Facebook and search for Tales from the Mouse House Podcast, and be sure to like us while you're there.
And if you'd like to submit a review of a Disney movie, or maybe an attraction or restaurant, we want to hear them.
And please, how about hopping over to iTunes and leave some feedback boing, and ratings boing, for the show?
Boing, boing, boing. I'm hopping.
We really need your positive feedback and ratings. 5 stars would help push the show up in the ratings. So if you like the podcast, why not tell everyone so they can like it too? As always, if you'd like to send us a comment or just say,
hiya, pal,
you can send us an email to talespodcast@cox.net. Leave us voicemail on the hotline at 304-TALES-23. Send us a tweet or message on Facebook, or just think happy thoughts our way.
See, I could do Mickey's voice.
Yes, you can.
This podcast is copyright 2014 by Storyteller Audio Productions. All Disneyland music and related materials remain the property and copyright of the Disney Company.
Thanks for tuning in and welcoming us into your home.
And remember,
Make it a Mickey day.
Oh, see, there's Goofy too.
The scene in California's Mojave Desert 5 years ago. Our historic first view of the newcomer's ship. Theirs was a slave ship carrying 250,000 beings bred to adapt and labor in any environment. But they've washed ashore on Earth with no way to get back to where they came from. And in the last 5 years, the newcomers have become the latest addition to the population of Los Angeles.
Alienation, the Newcomers Podcast, is a fan cast devoted to the groundbreaking but short-lived TV series Alien Nation. This series tackles social issues like racism, bigotry, and intolerance with an alien twist. Each month, we will bring you a podcast dedicated to a single episode. The host will give you their thoughts on the episode, as well as some little-known behind-the-scenes information. So please subscribe to Alienation, the Newcomers Podcast on iTunes, or visit our website at alienationpodcast.com.
Do you like a good story, fun conversation, and maybe a bit of inspiration? You're listening to this podcast, so I'll bet you do. I'm Randy, and if so, when you've finished here, come check out my podcast, Stories of the Magic. Okay, it's not really my podcast. I'm just the host. This show is really about the guests I have on. Stories of the Magic is a positive and story-filled Disney podcast offering stories from cast members, Imagineers, artists, actors, and more. We celebrate the Disney magic, tell unique stories, and inspire people to live their dreams just as Walt Disney did. So if you love Disney, enjoy great stories from real people, or both, give us a listen. You can find Stories of the Magic on iTunes or at storiesofthemagic.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, everyone. My name is Joe Pardo, and I am the host of Dreamers Podcast, where I interview dreamers to inspire you. Listen every Monday at dreamerspodcast.com.
Hi, this is Rick Moyer.
And this is Amy Moyer. And we are the hosts of Take Him With You,
the weekly podcast where we discuss life at the geeky Moyer's home. And then we talk about our faith and how it relates to the world around us. Very, very positive podcast. And we think you really enjoy it. And I love Star Trek and heavy metal music.
And I like Star Trek, kind
of. And heavy metal music.
And I hate heavy metal music.
Want to hear more of our banter? You can by listening to our podcast. Where can they find it?
You can find it at takehimwithyou.com or iTunes.
That's right, iTunes.